Welcome to the Simple Doesn't Mean Easy podcast. We are here every Monday and Friday working at simplifying things in our lives, one day at a time, one simple step at a time. I'm your host, Michelle Visser, and I'm glad you're joining me today. Last Friday, I gave you a little insight into a battle that was forever ongoing in my life as I was growing up. This image of my grandmother, Lula, and her love of dandelions, and my father, who was a very meticulous, neat row gardener who hated dandelions. But I promise you that today we would talk a little bit more about these flowers. It turns out, now that I'm an old person myself, I love dandelions as much as Lula did, and there are so many reasons that I do. I'm going to give you some insights into dandelions, and then I'm going to break down, I had promised you 10 or 12, it's actually 13, a list of 13 ways to use dandelions. So let's dive into this. First of all, the name dandelion, it's actually derived from an old French phrase, dent de lion, which means the tooth of a lion. The plant was probably given this descriptive name because the sharp leaves of the plant resemble sharp carnivorous teeth. In fact, those types of leaves are actually called toothed leaves. So of course it all makes sense, right? Dandelions actually are really great to eat. And that's some of the things I'm going to be listing in my list of 13 uses. But here's why they're great to eat, because they contain vitamin C and B6. They contain riboflavin, calcium, iron, potassium, manganese. What else? Folate, magnesium. Did I already say magnesium? No, magnesium, phosphorus, and copper. Like, crazy the amount of good stuff that's in dandelion leaves. And they are not only useful for the leaves, you actually can use every single part of the dandelion. The root that I use, that I will roast it and grind it up and use it in teas. It's very medicinal and good for you. And you can use the leaves, as I said, like in salads for greenery and other ways you can eat it. And the flowers are great for medicinal purposes as well as botanicals, but they also are great for making a natural dye. Something that I had never heard before, that once I tell you this, you probably won't like never not think of it when you see a dandelion. The yellow flower resembles the sun. When it turns into a puff ball of seeds, it resembles the moon. And as the seeds are dispersing, they resemble the stars. Just a random thing somebody once said that I've always thought of with dandelions. They have the longest flowering season of any plant, I believe. You could probably challenge me on that, but they have a very long flowering season, I know. The seeds, they can travel as far as 5 miles before they land. I mean, those are pretty amazing with their trajectory, you know, and they have the whirly on them, or you know what a dandelion seed looks like, the propeller that just really takes them off. But can you believe that? 5 miles? This, I think, is super cool. The average American, well, I think this part is sad, only recognizes less than 5 plants. So I guess, I don't know why it's not 4. I guess because some Americans only recognize 2, but the average American recognizes less than 5 plants. That part's sad. The cool part is that dandelions are almost always, I think like 99% of the time, if not more, the one that everybody recognizes. We all know the dandelions. We love them or we hate them, right? Okay. And now for my list of 13 ways to use a dandelion. Rapid fire. Dandelion wine you can make. You can make jelly and syrup. You could put dandelions in cookies. You could put them in bread. You can make amazing teas, like I said, with the roots. You can make lotions and salves and oil. Dandelion infused oil has a very medicinal benefit, and it, you know, it's like a lotion. You use it in place of a lotion. And if you don't like any of the food ideas, oh, by the way, pestos is another food idea. You can make pesto out of your dandelion leaves. But if you and a salad. Fantastic in a salad. If you don't like any of those ideas for food, they're great to feed to your chickens. Or when we have meat rabbits, it was their favorite thing to get dandelion leaves and flowers, but they especially love the leaves. So it's great animal food as well. And finally, dyes. Like I said before, you can use the flower to make an amazing yellow dye. So there you have it, guys. Think about not pulling the dandelions and think of Lula when you decide to leave it in your yard. And then think of one of those 13 ways that you can use it. I'm debating if I mentioned her name. Did I mention at the beginning? Lula was my grandmother, in case I didn't explain that, because you're like, who the heck is Lula if I didn't? She never liked her name. Fun fact, my parents wanted to name me Lula. And when they told her that, she said, oh my goodness, don't do that to that poor child. So I did not get named after my grandmother. But anyway, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's easy to forget how blessed we are to live this life. So enjoy the simple everyday efforts. I know it's not easy, but it's a good life.